The oil spill at Refugio State Beach near Santa Barbara sent thousands of gallons of crude oil into the Pacific. Not only did an oil slick form in the water, killing countless fish, but miles of beaches were tainted with a thick black goo. In response to one of the worst oil spills in recent memory, the California State Senate has formed the Senate Select Committee on the Refugio Oil Spill. The group will be chaired by Senator Hannabeth Jackson, a Democrat from the affected community of Santa Barbara. She says the committee will serve several purposes.
Our role is one of oversight, of seeking solutions to help ensure that oil spills like this never happen again, and of ensuring that those who need to be held accountable for this spill are indeed held accountable.
One of the main parties to be held accountable is Plains All American Pipeline, the operator of the ruptured pipe. Investigators have found that the broken section of pipe had corroded down to just 1/16 of an inch thick. California Senate President Pro Tem Kevin De Leon doesn't mince words describing the spill.
The spill is a tragedy, but no question, it was a tragedy that was avoidable.
The committee will be made up of several legislators from coastal communities, including Bill Monning of Carmel and Ben Allen from Santa Monica. Allen says that while the environmental impact of the spill is terrible, the toll it takes on several industries needs to be considered.
There's an economic impact every single time something like this happens. It's an economic impact to our hospitality industry, to our fishing industry, to our tourism industry. It impacts the quality of life of all of the folks who live along the coast and live all over the Southland.
In response to the Refugio spill, legislation has already been proposed. Hannabeth Jackson has already co-authored three bills. The first aims to speed up response times to spills. The second would mandate annual pipeline inspections by the state fire marshal. And the third proposes banning new offshore drilling in a protected area of the Santa Barbara Channel. Jackson's tone is resolute when talking about going forward.
This spill has renewed all of our resolve to protect our magnificent coastline, to ensure that spills are prevented to the extent humanly possible, and preventing any further oil development off our coast and surrounding our coast from happening in the future. If we don't drill, we can't spill.
The first hearing of the Senate Select Committee on the Refugio oil spill will take place June 26th in Santa Barbara. Matt Gillum, KVCR News.